If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, on this Nintendo News Minute. We're doing these live Monday through Friday at or around 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. I'm a little bit late today because my neighbors were being so loud I could not go live. But here we are. And we got some cool stuff to cover. And we're going to start off with today in Nintendo's history. In 2008, Donkey Kong Country is released on the Virtual Console in Korea. There wasn't honestly a lot happening on this day, but stay tuned for the 28th. There's some cool stuff then. Also, in 2009, a game called The Munchables is released on the Wii in America, and it is described by people as a mixture of Pac-Man and Katamari, and is surprisingly not made by Namco Bandai, the owner of both franchises. So kind of interesting. Now let's jump into the news, and Pokemon is kicking things off. Finally, it is official. Pokemon Home is getting Scarlet and Violet support next week. Okay, so Serebii put out a tweet saying Pokemon Home is undergoing maintenance from May 30th from 000 UTC until 0600 UTC. Version 3.0 will release alongside this maintenance with Pokemon Scarlet and Violet connectivity. It's interesting. Serebii tweeted this out, and then Pokemon did. So I always wonder, like, how do they get that news ahead of even, you know, the actual company tweeting it out? Maybe it was updated on a website. I'm not sure, but interesting nonetheless that they were able to tweet it out before the official page was. Looking at the article here, it says there's been a lot of confusion about Pokemon Scarlet and Violet support when it would be added to Pokemon Home after the company behind the game shared the wrong dates. Fortunately, it's now provided an update and when exactly players should be able to access this feature. So May 30th, Pokemon Home going to be making its way to Scarlet and Violet. And there's going to be some special... They did tweet out initially, there's going to be some special special variants of each of the starters by linking your games to Home. So make sure you take advantage of that and get those new characters. We did talk about this kind of at length on the Poke News Now podcast. If you guys want to go check that out, it is live on all the podcast players. So cool stuff. Finally getting home. I know the community has been chomping at the bit for this thing. They have been really, really wanting home connectivity for a while. Like, I think it was supposed to be potentially first quarter when it was going to come out initially, and it's obviously just taken longer than expected, but finally happening now. So if you're still going strong with Pokemon, I'm sure you're going to love having access to Pokemon Home. Pokemon also in the news because the Pokemon franchise has now shipped over 480 million units of software worldwide. This is from MyNintendoNews.com. And it says the Pokemon Company has provided updated sales figures for the shipment of Pokemon video games across the world. And as of the 31st of March, 2023, total shipments of the Pokemon franchise of video games have topped 480 million units worldwide. This is a huge figure and just goes to show how beloved the long-running series is. The Pokemon Company also said that they've produced 52.9 billion trading cards and that the Pokemon animated show has aired in 192 countries and regions. It's crazy. It is crazy. Pokemon is massive, not going anywhere, and they don't seem to be stopping anytime soon. We are talking about Pokemon on the regular, and we know this year alone, we've got DLC coming for Scarlet and Violet, which I'm excited to jump back in. I really, really enjoyed my time with Violet, and the way they have shown off this new new DLC, I think the marketing is on point. I want a little more info, and I'm ready to jump back in. So Pokemon not slowing down at all. Curious this year, are we going to see any kind of like full-blown Pokemon game, or will it be strictly DLC? You know, could they go back and do more like, you know, how they did like Pearl and Diamond, or even the Let's Go stuff? Is there a chance for something like that to release alongside of the DLC for Scarlet and Violet? We'll just have to see. We haven't heard anything yet, but it wouldn't surprise me. They don't seem to slow down when it comes to putting out content. And even the game, like the card game, is going strong right now. That's another topic we talked about at length on the Poke News Now podcast. So if you are a Pokemon fan, you're eating pretty well if you're into it on all fronts. So that's exciting. Moving on here, we got some new games on Nintendo Switch Online. Nintendo expands Switch Online GBA library with three Super Mario games. So last night, the tweet went out that said, hey, these games are now available. Your system will update, or the app will update, and you will have access to Super Mario Advance, which is Super Mario Brothers 2. This is so confusing. Okay. Super Mario World, which is Super Mario Advance 2. So confusing. And Yoshi's Island, Super Mario Advance 3. So, again, the best way to play Mario 3 is on the GBA here. Of course, you're going to need Nintendo Switch Online with the expansion pack in order to have access to these games. And looking at the article here from Nintendo Life, it says Nintendo has announced a new batch of games for the Switch Online service. The latest additions are part of the expansion tier, adding three Mario Game Boy Advance titles to the service. These games include Super Mario Advance, Super Mario Advance 2, and Yoshi's Island. And they were scheduled to release on the 26th of May, but I believe that was in Japan because we got them on the 25th here in the States. Here's just a full rundown, courtesy of Nintendo's PR. So Super Mario Advance, fling veggies and other stuff at foes with Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Toad in this powered-up version of the NES Super Mario Bros. 2 game. In Subcon, the Land of Dreams, Mario and friends each have their own distinct abilities to aid them in the adventures. Luigi jumps the highest, Peach can hover over obstacles, Toad can grab items faster than anyone, and Mario is an all-arounder who's great in any situation. The Game Boy Advance version of Super Mario Bros. 2 also features added surprises to discover and challenges to take on, including one featuring Yoshi. Wahoo. So one of the things for me, if you guys have been following for a while, you know how important Super Mario Bros. 2 is to me. And so this is going to be one of those games that I am excited to, jump back in and play all the way through. Not only because this is the best way to play these older games, that the graphics are updated. They've added different animations. There's even some voice acting, and I love jumping back in. But for me, it's the music with Super Mario Bros. 2. I don't know about you guys, but I want to know. Okay, let me know what video game music is always running in your head. Maybe some of you, it's, you know, you don't have any game music, but for me, the game music that is always running in my head is Super Mario Bros. 2. It was such an important part of my childhood. My best friend and I growing up, he got to play the game first. I was so jealous. And I was literally talking to my mom about this last week, asking her if she remembered trying to get me Super Mario Bros. 2. And she's like, oh, of course. She goes, every time I would go out, it wasn't available. And I didn't know at the time that there was a chip shortage. I just thought the game was selling so well, but there was actually a chip shortage. And that's why the game wasn't available or readily available. And I do remember vividly. It was a day much like today, beautiful sunny day. She had gone grocery shopping at Costco and came back. And there were many days I would ask, did you get it? No, they didn't have it. And this day in particular, she came home with it, and it will forever be just one of those moments where, I remember holding the box and then bolting to my Nintendo, ripping the plastic off, getting the game out. I probably didn't even look at the instruction booklet. I think I just threw it in and started playing because I was so, so excited. And I believe I had rented the game a couple times, but to finally have my own copy, it was a really big deal. So I'm excited to jump back in just to hear the music. I try to play through Super Mario Bros. 2 at least once a year, just as a way to kind of honor, because I did lose my best friend when we were 19. He passed away. And so it's one of those games that just kind of helps me remember him and remember those childhood memories. So I do want to give a quick shout out to Silver Gun, who just resubbed or is a new sub over on Twitch. Thank you so much for that. I do appreciate you. Now, Super Mario World, Super Mario Advance 2. Bowser has taken over Dinosaur Island, and it's up to Mario and Luigi to stop him. But they're not alone, because Yoshi is along for the ride. Every level, secret, and power-up from this Super NES Super Mario World is here, alongside additional features and surprises. This Game Boy Advance classic also includes the option to play the entire adventure as Luigi with his Super Mario Advance abilities. Those charging chucks won't know what hit them when they encounter this high-jumping bro. And so, again, one of these, this game in particular, absolutely adored. I remember getting my Super Nintendo, and I even talked to my mom about that recently. And because I asked her, I said, Mom, why didn't you ever get me a Game Boy?
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmerman dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Right? I didn't know if there was a particular reason or if it was just financial, and it ended up being financial. She's like, we couldn't afford it, because I was the oldest of six kids. She's like, if we spent that much on a Christmas gift for you, then, you know, that was going to trickle down. Right. And I think in 1989, I only had four siblings. One of them was a baby, so it wouldn't have it wasn't all six of us yet. But that being said, so then I asked her, I'm like, well, how did like, how'd you go about getting me the Super Nintendo? Because it was so much more. And she said, oh, I probably had help from my sister. And I had, you know, again, I had no idea. But it's kind of cool, the lengths that parents will go to, right, for their kids. Like, it made, I hadn't known this, right? 30 years, no idea that she did a little extra to try to get me the Super Nintendo because of how important it was to me. And Super Mario World was one of those games I played. I think we talked about it on NPC last night, because I think Brian in chat was like, you've never 100%ed a game. Well, Super Mario World, I 100%ed not one save file, but all three of them, because I just adored that game so much. And when, you know, there wasn't a ton of games available for everybody to play, like, or available for me to play back in those days, it was like, this is my game. I'm just gonna keep going at it. So looking at the chat real quick, Deshaun Bush says Super Mario World has the best music to me. I love it. And Super Fox says Super Mario World has the best music to me. So, and again, fantastic music, no question. Like, it's not by no means am I saying, because I love Super Mario Brothers Super Mario Brothers 2 music, that it takes away from how great Super Mario World is. The last one is Yoshi's Island Super Mario Advance 3, and it says, Yoshi's back, baby. Colorful worlds, giant bosses, secrets, and enemies galore await in this Game Boy Advance version of the Super NES classic that first introduced baby Mario. Join a flock of multicolored Yoshis and save the infant Mario Brothers from the clutches of the villainous Magic Koopa Kamek in this vibrant egg-tossing adventure. Just make sure you keep an eye on the baby. He may be cute, but he's a total crybaby. And these kids, man, they just cry and cry and cry. Honestly, when this, as somebody that was such a huge fan of Mario Brothers, I remember vividly when they started marketing this game and they called it Super Mario World 2. And I was like, yo, what is this? Like, why doesn't Mario have his cape anymore? I want to jump back into the way the game was. Why am I stuck on Yoshi? Why am I throwing eggs? I didn't even try the game. I was not interested. Like, I just, it did nothing for me. So I never even played it. That being said, I've since gone back and played some of the Yoshi's Island games, and I don't mind them. Especially the art style for like Crafted World, and the one that was on Wii U that was also on 3DS, and then the one on the Switch. Both of them, like, I think it was Woolly World and Crafted World. I think they're great. I think they're fantastic. So, Silver Gun has some opinion on the music. A great Super Mario 2 has the best music. Though it was years later when I played it, that game had the best music. So there we go. Okay, well, we're on NintendoLife.com right now. We're going to be heading over to one last news article here, which I just threw in because honestly it made me laugh, because it's actually about Crocs, and I'm not sure we've spoken much about Crocs on the Nintendo PowerCast, but here you go, guys. From Nintendo Life, it says, these Sonic the Hedgehog Crocs are kind of horrific, and they're out now. So Crocs and Sega have teamed up, and you know, I can say I've never owned a pair of Crocs in my whole life. I've never really understood the appeal of them. But I know there's a lot of people that love them. I mean, I just pulled up the article here, and Not DMs for Life just posted on Twitch, dude, I need them. So there you go. They also say these Crocs look good, and Crocs are amazing. So there you go. Not a sponsor. But I've never really worn them. The looks of these they're kind of interesting. And aren't these little, the chat maybe could tell me, but aren't the little charms on them called like giblets or something like that? Like, I don't even, I don't follow this stuff, so I don't know. But I mean, I will say this: if Mario Crocs become a thing, watch out, world! I will throw those things into sport mode, and it's game over. All right, I will throw them into sport mode and let's go now. Okay. Yeah, they aren't they're Crocs, right? But the thing I'm kind of digging about them a little bit, not the style or whatever, but the fact that they're just red, okay? And they kind of resemble the shoes that Sonic wears in the game. I think they're kind of cool. So let's take a look at what the article says here. The latest style to demand your attention is a collaboration between Crocs and Sega, an officially licensed pair of Sonic the Hedgehog clogs, available for adults, kids, and toddlers at $59.99, $49.99, and $44.99, respectively. The Crocs come with the Sonic theme charms and can be customized with further purchasable sets. I mean, that's cool, especially for Sonic fans. I think it's great. Chat is saying the charms are stupid, so they're not a fan, and missed opportunity to make them blue. So, and Servant is asking, are Crocs normally that expensive? I'm out of the loop on the price of Crocs. I wear Converse, Jordans, and Doc Martens. So that's pretty much all I put on my feet. So I'm not sure. I haven't stepped foot into the realm of Crocs just yet. But here's some of the very important features. Are you guys ready? Incredibly light and fun to wear. Water friendly and buoyant, weighs only ounces. Ventilation ports adds breathability and helps shed water and debris. Easy to clean and quick to dry. Pivoting heel strap for more secure fit, aka sport mode. Okay. Customizable with gibbets, not giblets. Gibbets. There we go. Gibbets charms. An iconic Crocs comfort. Lightweight, flexible, 360 degree comfort. So, and Not DMs for Life says, man, they ain't easy to clean. So there you go. There's a few pictures. If you're watching if you're watching on Spotify, you can see what these things look like here. But, it does say this: those in the UK can buy a pair of kids Sonic Crocs, but doesn't look like the adult or toddler variants are available in the region at this time. So, chat, I want to hear from you guys real quick. How many of you are you gonna dip your toes in the water of Crocs and get yourself some Sonic the Hedgehog Crocs? And in fact, what kind of Crocs would get you to pull the trigger? Let me know real quick before we wrap up here. Nate says, I don't wear Crocs. It's too hard to run from the cops. I get it. I mean, you know, that that makes sense, you know. Not DMs for Life says Mario Crocs. Okay, we're on the same page there. All right, Mario Crocs for sure. Let's see. Silver Gun says, yeah, they ain't easy to clean. I've had a couple before and just gave up. So they stay, you know, they just stay dirty now. I get it. Servant says hard pass. Only Mule from Mule Horn Gaming podcast would buy those. And then he says, at Nate, every prison has orange Crocs. So, and just remember, Nate, you can put these things in sport mode so that you can run as fast as Sonic from the cops. Thank you guys so much for being here live. I appreciate you. If you're listening after the fact, you're all amazing and I love you. And there's some really cool things coming out. Possibly today, but we are starting. There's gonna be multiple shows coming out daily now. The Nintendo News Minute. I have worked on the next chapter on The Legend of Zelda: Whispers of Destiny. I am also going to start daily Metroid Adventures of Samus. Okay, we're gonna be delving into some fanfic where we're gonna explore new worlds and go on some adventures with Samus, where she's gonna be getting different bounties that she has to go and complete. And I also want to start taking a deeper dive into some of the lore of these of the different Nintendo games. And so, just like the name Nintendo PowerCast, this is becoming more and more like the classic magazine. And I'm really excited for what the future holds. So thank you guys so much for listening and making this all this dream a reality for me. I'm so appreciative. I also want to let you guys know, if you want like commercial free episodes, you can head on over to Spotify, and there is a spot for you to sign up there for free. It is free to download the Spotify app and to listen to podcasts there. But if you want the episodes with no commercials whatsoever, no ads, there is an option to subscribe there for $6.99 a month. So thank you guys so much again for everything. And we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.